Sportsnet.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This ought to be fun. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? We're broadcasting live 2 hours a day on Genesis Communications Network from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information is on the website, and your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and with us for two full hours every Thursday, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He's the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, lead physicist for the U.S. Navy at the Pentagon. Dr. Miller's a scientist. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I know. Yeah. I don't know how to take all of this fanfare. I'm just living here in the middle of nowhere.
Rick, fanfare.
Brisbane. Yeah, what's Rick, up? You want to
let me tell you about fanfare. I get a lot of calls, and I get a lot of emails, and I return all the calls. And so many people, your name comes up, and they talk about Richard Allen Miller. I'm talking about all over the United States. You are certainly a celebrity on the radio here at USA Prepares. They love you, Rick, and they almost always say the same thing. And I'm talking about our class, our worldwide class. They say they love listening to you. They learn so much. Even though they don't fully understand everything you're saying, that's what they say. And you are one of their top favorite instructors here at USA Prepare. So I wanted to share that with you. And you know what's also interesting, Rick? Those who call can recite the things that we say on the air. I was talking to a gentleman from California, and I'd never spoken with him before. He wants to come to the expo, and he can tell me about TJ, my dog. He can tell me about that. He can tell me about Rick and how my mom likes Rick. And you know,
Ricky Racket.
Well, that's exactly right. And so my mom will say, "Hey, is Ricky coming?" So what I'm saying is, Rick, for this broadcast has. I think some unusual characteristics, and our class looks at us as a big family, with them included. So you are a real hit. I want to share that with you publicly because
it's embarrassing sometimes. I'd like to be credible, and you know that walking that fine line between most people out there, I can't believe it, are disinformation, and I have to ask why. You know, it doesn't make any sense. I realize spin and counterintelligence and all of that. It's just I'm more like a nerd, and so, of course, exaggeration is one thing, but disinformation, I don't get it. I don't get why someone wants to talk about being abducted by aliens when, in fact, it was a drug overdose or whatever. You know, it's so... I don't understand it.
Well,
I
have taken real exception to some of the disinformation that has been on the air. That my last couple of weeks on KWTO, I decided that it was time for the class to know exactly why I say what I say and what makes me tick. And I challenged the class, everyone who was listening, to say, okay, so you say these things on the radio. What makes you say them? And I'm not talking about just me. I'm talking about radio people, TV people, wherever these people encounter their audiences. I suggested that the listeners, the watchers, the viewers say, you said such and such. Why did you say that? And call them up on the air and say, why did you say that? What makes you say that? Because I don't think it's right. And I hope they do. Because, Rick, seriously, here's what's happening in radio right now. Now, I'm going to expose it. Clash, you may actually be shocked. In radio, if you have $495 an hour and you want to be on the air, you probably can. And you may not survive long, but you can be on the air for a while until your ratings are so low that you give up, or until you run out of money. So anybody, almost anybody, can be on the air. And in Springfield, Missouri, if you have an insurance company and you want to buy radio time, you can buy radio time on a radio station, and you can have the insurance hour. If you're a lawyer, you can have the lawyer's hour. If you are a chiropractor, you can have the chiropractor's hour. If you have a travel agency, you can have the travel hour. If you're a cook, you can have the chef's hour. If you're a prostitute, you can have the prostitute's hour. It's unbelievable. And you don't even have to know what you're talking about, as long as you have the money. And that's, Rick, radio has become one big, long infomercial. It is so bad that, you listen to an interview in the morning broadcast, and you're thinking that you're going to be learning about a specific topic from an expert. What you don't know is that expert is paying to be on the air, like $15, $20 a minute to be on the air. That's the kind of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, wow.
I know this for a fact. I was so angry at some of the disinformation that I was hearing that I went to top management at the station. I said, I don't want to be on the same radio station as these people. What the heck is going on? They are spewing fear. They're spewing bad information. They're going to get people hurt and killed. I don't want anything to do with that. And they said, well, they're going to be here for X amount of, broadcasts. And I just said, oh, man. Anyway, what I'm saying, Rick, is just because someone's on the radio doesn't mean he or she is an expert.
Have an internal response button down in their gut that can tell when something's true or not. Whether or not they choose to listen to that because of fears and their internal landscape, the psychology of their belief systems and things, pretty much people can, just by listening, they can get a sense of what's going on or not. And I never really believed in trying to scare people. Man is like a cockroach. He's going to survive. Trust me when I tell you that. We've got all kinds of gene pool stuff that has been built to make us like termites or something. We're going to last forever. There will be tragedy, and there will be a quickening, a speeding up of processes where everybody's going to notice how things are moving faster every day now. Economy, job situations, whatever. But you should always trust your inner landscape part. That place is beyond space and time. It's not your logic brain. When you try to think about things, what happens is you create scenarios of what-ifs and possibilities of it could be this way or that way. And what you're actually doing, the higher brain is there to make your belief systems true. And your lower brain, your gut, is there to be somehow beyond space and time so that you can pick up where you left off in in the last life, if you choose to look at things from that point of view. Time and space are not real. And as I've said earlier, the physical plane is a place where we all go to be sick spiritually. And that once you get that and you realize you're ill and that your experience of reality is a hallucination from fever, that's a good metaphor. Once you've gotten that, now you can pick back up what your real purpose is for being here. And everybody is important. It isn't about special people, me, you, whatever. It's about each of us have something very important to do. And one of my messages, my importance, is to let you know that. And to let you know that each of us is important, and without you, it won't happen right. And if you don't get it right, you get to come back and do it until you do. And that's what's called magical memory. The ability to pick up where you left off in your purpose. Once you're doing your purpose, your reason for being here, none will say nay. That's what they call flow. The ability to tap in to the place where you're supposed to be in the scheme of things.
Rick, it's a really difficult concept to... You know, I've heard you say this many times, but I think it's difficult for many of us. And I've gotten to this point. But the physical plane is where you go to be sick.
Well, it's you're not seeing reality. You're filtering it.
Mm-hmm.
And your filters are predicated on whether or not you've got fever. You know, you're hallucinating. You know, I mean, metaphorically. It's like what you see is not real, and that's why Castaneda, other writers have suggested that reality is that which cannot be known, that anything that's known is illusion. They call it Kal, K-A-L, a knot that gets tied between the mind and the physical world. It is not real. There is something more going on, and that's what your goal is to aspire toward that realization.
Rick, you know, you talk about disinformation, and it is so difficult. It is so difficult for people to determine who's telling the truth and who's lying. And it almost seems like everything that we hear on the news is disinformation, misinformation, obfuscation, confusion. And when we get back, I'd like to talk about mind control and how we can use what you're going to teach us to our best advantage. I'm Vin Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And, hey, Rick, I have listened to speeches, and it is absolutely painful for me to listen to Barack Obama speak. I mean, I believe he does it on purpose. I believe his cadence and the speeches that are written for him to deliver are delivered, the words as well as the tone, the intonation, the cadence. I believe it's all on purpose. And for example, I'm paraphrasing, but I once heard him say something about gasoline prices, and gasoline prices will necessarily go up. And what he was doing is programming us to know that coming. And it's got to happen in his mind, or what he's trying to tell us, is gasoline prices have got to go up. So they are necessarily going to go up. I'm listening to this and it's painful. Just his cadence. I can't stand it. I mean, literally, that is torture for me to have to listen to it. So I don't. And what I'm saying, Rick, is, are there techniques that are used? Is that a technique to program us?
Yeah. Neuro-linguistic programming, the choice of words and the way they go into your memory and mind and process. If you say, I can't do something, it gets processed differently. And they use that. It's called NLP. It is a technique for controlling what you hear. words carefully. And then at some point, you have an inner landscape that doesn't go in those directions, so you don't need to think about it. You just do it. And it is an easy thing to learn how to do and be with yourself, because you don't want to be lying to yourself, and most of us do.
Rick, when I was in grammar school, I built a lie detector. And literally, I'd like to go through this, and I know you have also. I'd like to go through some of the technology, and let's talk about how they work, and then I'd like to hear how one can be defeated. So, for example, the lie detector that I built used a vacuum tube. This was back in the 1960s. And I was measuring the resistance from the tip of the index finger on the left hand to the tip of the index finger on the right hand. So if you were to stretch your arm...
Response. GSR, yes. Uh-huh.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah,
and you could... And if you asked the subject a question, you could get a baseline measurement, and you could read on a on an ohm meter set to high sensitivity, you could actually see the galvanic skin response change with the question. There's a slight delay. I mean, it wasn't instantaneous, but it was darn close. And if you shocked that person with a question, I don't mean electrically shocked. I mean, you know, okay, is your name...
Yeah, surprise.
Yeah, you know, name.
Yes.
Did you murder that person? I mean, you know, and all of a sudden that needle would flip. So it absolutely worked. And I think that it was probably in the 90 percentile. So when they say lie detectors don't work, I have to question some of that. But here's my question for you. Rick, as when a lie detector is being used to test a person's accuracy and truthfulness, is there a way that a person can alter those responses? Because I believe
is. Of course, yeah. I mean, that's what I used to train my SEALs and astronauts how to do, how to control autonomic functions and autonomic responses so that they had more awareness of their behavior internally and could control those responses enough to fool electronic measurement devices.
Yeah, that's the neatest thing. So, Rick, when we come back, can we talk about how they are fooled? How a subject would do certain things in preparation for being... subject to a lie detector test. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winter today's hot. Winter today's hot.
Winter today's
hot.
Winter
today's hot. Winter today's hot. Winter today's hot. Winter today's hot.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we were talking about lie detectors, and we were talking about the galvanic skin response measurement. Rick
That's
built one, I built one.
One. Device that's used. They also use what they call a polygraph, means there's more than one measurement being made for you. And actually, if you look on polygraphs, there's usually about six different things, of which GSR is tapped to your fingers. They'll put some electrodes on your chest to measure your heart rate. Mm-hmm. They'll put some around your throat for your voice. That is voice stress analyzers, which, by the way, work very well. And then they also measure brainwave patterns. So they're measuring measuring muscle groups in the back. That's electromyograph. They're using EEG. They're using galvanic skin response. Sometimes they might even use thermal because your blood flow constricts and changes when you're nervous or, you know, holding something back or blocking something in your mind's eye. That's basically, and all of those are autonomic function responses that can be trained.
Okay, so Rick,
and you can train them. Now, you remember, I don't know if you remember Baxter and the Secret Life of Plants when they had galvanic skin response on plants and they would play music and it would appear as if the plant was responding to the music. And then there was a consciousness with music and plants and things like that. As it turned out, one of the things I discovered was that when you put electrodes on your fingers like that, you have to switch them back and forth, a pole shift, like alternating current, because if you do not, you get a cell salt migration with all the positive electrode here and the negative there. Your ions start to move in a certain way, and if you don't switch them back and forth, you get a baseline shift, and that gives you erroneous readings. So there's all kinds of things that we learned in these areas. Right now, the newest form of lie detection is called a P300 wave, and how they brain fingerprint your mind using MRI and other kinds of things like that, where instead of measuring a gross electrode measurement on the back of your head, usually the occipital region or of the cerebral cortex, that has to do with visuals in your mind's eye. And since I would say most people are visual, that one will be the most telling, your brainwave changes and so on. However, with the advent, now they're talking about directional alpha shift. That means that while you might have alpha going on in the back of your head, where did it come from? Did it come from this point in the brain or that point in the brain? And that's when they start talking about directional alpha. And so the wave is moving through the brain in this manner rather than that manner. And when it does that, that is very indicative of what part of the brain the changes are occurring, predicated on what you're thinking in your mind's eye. And they've tried to relate that, and what that's called is brain fingerprinting, and has led to new directions in mind control with supercomputers that can measure an emotional response in you and then feed that information back to you using a supercomputer and to induce depression. That is exactly how synthetic telepathy and some of the early mind war experiments were done, was using those techniques where they would beam depression at you and you would fall into sympathetic response mode and be depressed. Didn't it seem strange when they had, it's called Commander Solo. It's an airplane, a single airplane, that is the first ordnance that's dropped before bombs are dropped, machine guns are, you know, bullets are shot, that kind of thing. Before any of that, they'll send in a single airplane with electronic controls trying to beam microwave at people to cause them to behave a certain way. And that is a reverse of the technologies that we're learning now and how to confront and control and protect or arm yourself against that kind of thing. In the first Iraqi war, they showed pictures of two GIs standing outside a bunker with two M16s and 200 Iraqi coming out of the hole, putting their rifles in a big pile and giving up. How does that work? They used it against Branch Davidians. This is called synthetic telepathy. It's in the 0.3 to 3 gigahertz. It's microwave band. And let me tell you, that part is way, way more difficult to control than the coarse measurements of lie detection. And further, That's the 70s. You have no idea what they're doing today with our foods and the direction they're now using in mind control to control the populace. You know, disinformation is just the tip of that iceberg. There is a whole level of different ways that they're attacking us in our education and the need for things like educational reform and our food choices. In fact, the chemistry in my new PowerPoint I'm putting together for a talk I'm doing in Brisbane at the end of this month, I basically am suggesting that, you know, we started as salamanders and got into Homo erectus and now Homo sapiens sapiens, and they're modifying us by the chemistries, the GMOs, into becoming Homo consumer sources. You know, we're consumers. We're like so much food in to so many dollars out. And they're taking and reducing us into becoming like Walmart shoppers. And I have this big picture of a Walmart shopper and a little question mark underneath it where I ask, I wonder what they looked like before Walmart.
Rick, I haven't shared this story with you. We're all over the map today.
I would do a double barrel on you here.
Well,
some information out. People would like to know.
Rick, it's absolutely fascinating, and I'd like to get back to a lot of these points, but I wanted to mention... Well, it's hard to do.
Yeah, it's me.
Rick, when I was at the meetup on Monday, this past Monday, I asked the group, how many of you are concerned about terrorism, bad guys, problems like that, and no hands went up. How many of you are concerned about government overreach and spying? Every hand went up. We have, you use the word they, and so many of us use the word they, because we can't really pinpoint who they really are. But what is it about those people who want to know everything about us? And here's what I'm saying. Rick, when I was growing up, back in the 50s and 60s, if two people were having a conversation, it was not polite for a third person to kind of walk over and eavesdrop. That was not polite. It was frowned upon, and you were taught, don't do that. It's not nice. But the government is listening. I'm sure they've got three guys listening to this broadcast just about you and me.
What's happening is that they're profiling you. That means they're getting a measure, your length, girth, and width. And once they have your profile, then the keywords and the data that's given you is given in a manner that can control your behavior. That's what it's all about. Why they want to know why you shop here, how much money you spent there, blah, 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 and talking to Aunt Mildred here and Charlie Bohr there. You know, all of that stuff is giving a supercomputer a length, girth, and measure of who you are and how you would be best controlled. It's called profiling. And that's what it's all really, truly all about. It's not looking for criminals, per se. What they would like to do is know how to control the masses. And while there might be some aberrant people out there like you, they can't profile as easily, or they can't manipulate or threaten as easily. With that said, who cares? He's just one person in 10,000 in Lebanon that we do control. And we'll do it with food, we'll do it with news, and what we talk about, we'll do it with fears. The whole idea of terrorism is to get a run at our Second Amendment, and then there's the Fourth Amendment. And listen, the whole thing is about control and how 1% people control the rest of us, the 99%. And how did the Borg put it? Resistance is futile.
Rick, let me share a story with you. I've never shared this on the air before. Back in 1993, Mrs. Finelli and I had a computer company, and it was the largest computer manufacturing company in the county, probably in five counties. And we gave our computer company to the school system. So I became a teacher, and I taught entrepreneurship at the high school level. I had 60 students. My classroom was the size of a gymnasium. And we sold $1,200,000 worth of computers out of our classroom the first year. It was really a big deal. I just want to set the stage. Now, one day in 1993, I reported to the superintendent. I did not report to the principal of the high school because the principal didn't know what was going on, and he couldn't handle me. So the deal was that I oh, I did some pretty wild things. I required all my students to wear uniforms, and I had them sign a contract with me in it, as to what they would do. But the point is, the superintendent of schools came in one day, and he looked scared to death. And he's a big boy. I mean, nobody really scares this guy, but this guy came into my classroom really scared. I'm going to tell you why he was scared and what happened and the profiling that went on for and about Vincent Finelli when we come back. This was 1993. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Many years ago, I had had some apartment buildings back in the 1980s, and I learned that you can become financially independent by investing in real estate back then. The market was on the upswing, and so I had I bought a few apartment buildings, and the licenses and inspections department of the city on the East Coast was all over me like white on rice. I mean, those guys inspected and detected me, and they gave me the hardest times. I had to have railings to meet their specifications. They would come out with a ruler. I mean, everything had to be their way. Anyway, I mentioned who was the guy who was in Philadelphia that inspected the building, the apartment building that collapsed and killed six people. You know, where was the money going that we were paying him to do his job? Well, he committed suicide. Yep, he committed suicide. So obviously, something wasn't right with that man who committed suicide. And his lack of inspection obviously got six people killed. So I just wanted to share that with you. Rick, I mentioned before the break that I was teaching high school and in a computer class, a very large computer class, and superintendent of schools, who I reported directly to him, to no one else. And that was the arrangement that I made in order for me to work with him, because I did not want to be hampered by bureaucracy and having to do the things that other teachers had to do, like go to these ridiculous meetings and waste my time. So I was in, for real teaching. That's what I wanted to do. I did not want to get involved with the bureaucracy of the school system. So anyway, the superintendent came in. He's a big man, twice my size. And he came in and he looked like he was in absolute panic. And he said, "Vinny, there's some guys outside the classroom that want to talk to you. It's pretty serious." So I said, "Bring him in." So these two guys come in and they go, "Mr. Finelli," and they unroll this large map. And they go, "Is this your farm?" I looked at him and I said, and they were government employees. They would not show me their identification. Okay, so they unroll this map, and it shows my farm, my neighbor's farm, and there's a big red circle around my farm. And I said, "Who are you guys?" And they said, in my class, I mean, like 60 students are all watching this, watching me take on these two G-men, you know. And I said, "Who are you guys?" And I want to see some identification. They refused to identify themselves. And they said, "We have some questions for you." And I said, "Get out. Get out of my classroom." And I threw them out. They said, "Mr. Finelli, we have some questions that are very important." I said, "Get out." I threw those creeps out. And they demanded to know certain things about me. And I said, "I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what you're going to learn about me. Go down to the courthouse. And whatever they give you is all you're getting." And I threw them out. And then after that, I got a call from my neighbor across the road, and she said, "Vinny, these guys came up, and they went from house to house. They wanted to ask all these questions about who you are, where you came from, what you do. Is that your farm? And Vinny, what do you do?" So what happened is these two government thugs put my whole neighborhood, well, it really isn't a neighborhood, it's a bunch of farms, everybody's scared to death about what Vinny's doing because he's the way these guys ask questions. So I called my congressman. I was fit to be tied. I have a friend who was a U.S. congressman at the time. He came to my class. He was really impressed with what we were doing, and we became friends. And I called him up, and I said, "Look, when you go into Walmart, you know who the employees are because they wear red smocks. They have identification. I mean, you know, you can tell who they are. These guys wouldn't identify themselves." And I said, I think they were from the USDA. Well, he traced it down and they got fired. So you can say no to these government bureaucratic thugs. And I don't know how this happened, Rick, but I think either you hit my button or I hit my button. It reminded me of who these guys are. So they have been, I know, you're talking about profiling. These guys have been targeting me for a long time. And they can't find anything. But there is no limit. There is no limit to the amount of money that they're willing to spend to investigate and detect and inspect me and my family. And they can't find anything. They can't find anything. Because there's nothing to find. But they think there is. When we get back on the other side of this break, Rick, let's talk about how we can use information about the lie detectors to our advantage. RichardAllenMiller.com. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.